licensed professional counseling services for Black people specifically. And that's the, you know, the basis of what we do, but we also do creative arts and media, and we produce positive events. And so WomanaFest is one of the events that we produce annually every year. And but True Love Movement is really all-encompassing mental wellness support. And so we do everything, you know, in line with mental wellness, specifically for Black people.
Mm-hmm. So how did you come to decide to do that, to make something that was specifically for Black people associated with mental health?
Well, True Love Movement was like a vision that happened to me because I was struggling with mental health. I was struggling with depression and extreme low self-esteem, and many other things, anxiety. And this is when I was much younger. And counseling really helped me. And so that's when the passion, you know, once I was better and well, the passion of being a counselor is important. And it really started off specifically for Black women, because a lot of my symptoms and a lot of the negative, depressive type of moods and all of that, it was something that I shared with my sisters. It's something that it wasn't just me. It was like my cousins and my sisters and my older, you know, family members. And so it was specifically designed for Black women. But then I realized as a school counselor, I started off as a school counselor, that the boys, I was like, oh boy, like we've got to do something for the boys and the fathers and the men. And so I brought Brother Shaq on to provide helping me create something for Black men and boys as well. So, Brother Shaq?
Yeah, that's about right. to provide a balance to the equation of improving the condition of the Black women and girls in the community. Of course, it would only be logical to have a counterpart that was equally as healthy and well and able to support, you know, everyone's development. And so, because of the community organizing work and you know, real specific social, emotional, behavioral kind of work I'd been doing, really in other states as well, it was a logical thing. And of course, her and I, we got a history of about 30 years now at this point. So I was honored to be chosen to direct Men and Boys programming for True Love.
Yeah,
that's
True Love Movement in a nutshell.
Yeah. And so I'm curious, I mean, just looking at your website and that kind of thing, I know you're saying you do the counseling, but there's a lot of other healing modalities that you kind of work with. I'm just curious how that came about and how you see those being connected.
Okay. Well, it's just a natural offshoot of my own gifts and talents. So, you know, I realized that, you know, people may not just hear about mental wellness and that be enough. You may have to use writing, you know, creative writing. And so I'm an author of two books that center around healing and wellness and really the story of my own transformation from being like at rock bottom, you know, being at my lowest of low. And so if people won't understand it when they hear about it, maybe they'll read about it. And then I started doing, I'm also a spoken word artist. And so I started making music and spoken word specifically about healing and about mental health. And so to me, we have to hit it in every aspect, every aspect. And so we're actually having a play coming up at the end of March. So WomanaFest in March to celebrate also Women's History Month. We target in a specific month for those things, but we're also doing a play. So some kind of way you're gonna understand what it is True Love Movement is doing and be transformed by it. And so that's how all, I mean, it's everything. We try to hit all bases.
So talking about the festival, how did that come about? How did you decide to focus on Black women in that way?
Well, it was something that I wanted to see. You know, at first it was just like, man, if we can put together some dynamic Black women artists to specifically shine and celebrate them and what they're doing, not only as artists, but like, how can we support them as mamas and as people who really want to get a message out to the community? So it was always like women who were strong in their visions of what their art was, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to see that. I wanted to put, like, Kelly Love Jones together with Tanya Boyd Cannon, together with Monica McIntyre, together with C. Freedom, and all these different sisters in a dynamic show. And so it started off as that. And the first time we had it, it was packed. And I was like, wow, this is really, really great. And so we had four just like that, just kind of shows in celebrating these women. So not only would they perform, but they would talk about themselves as mothers, they would talk about themselves as business owners, and how we could support them. So it was a well-rounded show. But because it was so well attended, I decided, like, we have people here who want this, why not add, like, community workshops as components of it? Because people were just coming in droves to get this feeling. And I said, we have this feeling, so let's just give them some real food, like food for the soul, food for the spirit that they could use, like food for the brain. And so we added the community workshops to it, and instead of it being like a 4-hour quote-unquote show, it became a day-long celebration of these beautiful workshops that people can leave with some new knowledge and understanding, and then we celebrate. We still do the artist spotlight and the performance spotlights, and it's just a really, really great time, and it all happened because it's something that I wanted to see.
Mm, beautiful, yeah. And so what is going on this year in particular? What can people look forward to?
Oh, I just really, every year is something different. It's never, you know, never the same. The one thing that is the same, though, is the vibration. Mm. I mean, it's always just really good and high vibes in the place. I think what makes it different, every year there's a theme. And so this year it's called The Healer. Mm. And it just comes to me as I'm, you know, meditating on what it needs to be. And usually it's centered around what it is I feel like I need, you know, because what I need is a microcosm of what everybody needs. That's how I feel. And so The Healer is about, we've been through a lot this year, many different things, ups and downs. And so it's about a celebration of our resilience and the fact that we can heal ourselves. And so all of the participants, facilitators for workshops, all of the artists understand that that's the theme, and they will create everything around that. And they have created things around it. We have some really dynamic workshops that are going to be happening. I'm so proud of those. And I curate them only by putting it out into, you know, the hands of people I think are ready to facilitate a healing workshop for people. And I just cast it out. And then people come back and say, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that. I don't say, well, we need a workshop on this. I just kind of throw it out there. And then they come back and say, well, I would like to present this. Mm. And so it's a well-rounded, you know, group of workshops. What you say, Brother Shane?
Absolutely. One of the things that happened as a result of the workshops are a lot of people have been introduced or reintroduced to the community. Mm. In the same vein with the way Womanifest was created, this is really to show how expansive black women in New Orleans are.
Yes.
And so they are, you know, often invisible, and but very diligent. I mean, and so this was a way to say, look at all of that she is. And so there's a particular spotlight on the different aspects of being a mother and being an artist and being an entrepreneur and all the other things, the myriad of roles that black women have on the regular that we all take for granted and we all benefit from. This is a way to say, hey, look, like, let's really, really look and celebrate that, but also let's learn. Because as visual learners and our mothers being our first teachers, this is a wonderful example of what it looks like when you do all of these different kinds of things that work together to improve the condition of our people and our community. So that's been another win, I think, for the workshops, and it allows people to pick, you know, what's resonating with them, and there's no charge for this. This is all free, and it's the kind of situation that, like she said, she'd like to see, or we'd like to see it. So we just did it. So, you know, people talk about be the change that you want to see. That's really what sparked this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. And so this topic of being the healer, I'm curious what you would say, because I think when it comes to some of the more mainstream places that people go for mental health, healing isn't necessarily the goal or even what happens. And mm-hmm. so just curious what it is, what it means to you, and what you've seen make it possible.
Definitely. And so when I was at my lowest and I went to counseling, one thing the counselor said was, I'm just here to support your healing. You're going to heal yourself. That's what she said to me, and that's what happened. So I did the work with her support and her guidance and other people's support and guidance as well, but it was mainly me. I had to sit with myself and really do the work. And so that's what I understand about healing, is that we all have the potential to be healers. Mm. You have to go through your process of healing yourself and really identifying and acknowledging what it is that you have to heal in yourself. That's when you understand what being a healer really is, what healing really is, and what being a healer really is. And so that's the goal of True Love Movement. We are not trying to get you to constantly be coming back to us for support. We are trying to get you to ignite the healer in yourself, to heal yourself and become a healer. Because our people, and specific Black people, we have trauma upon trauma upon trauma, dealing with oppression, poverty, persistent trauma, like Brother Shaq said. And we, you know, all of us need a healing, not just some. You know, we got a full understanding of what being Black in this country is, and that means all of us need a healing. Heal yourself, pretty much. When you heal yourself, you become a healer, and each one heal one, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And spreading that understanding that you can heal, even in a toxic society, even with issues that are persistent, you can still be well. And well, you're thinking well, and you're making great decisions about the future of not only yourself, but the future of Black people.
That's right. And that won't happen until you have a sense of your own power.
That's right.
A big part why this has persisted is because collectively Black people do not have a sense of their own power, deliberately so, which keeps us in a perpetual codependent sort of state. So we're looking for help outside of ourselves and not even thinking about relief being possible. So we understand that. We know that we've been dehumanized. And so much of our work, we call it rehumanizing work, which is something that does have to be taught, learned, and led by people of color who've had the experience and who are continuing to have the experience. So there's a significant amount of political education that goes into the work. So it isn't your typical kind of mental wellness or mental health kind of setup, because we don't have a typical sort of situation collectively as Black people.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess I think both of you guys are going to be teaching at the festival. Is that right?
Well, I'm the manager.
Okay. Okay.
So
yeah.
I do everything.
Gotcha.
So I just keep it up and running. I host the performance showcase, but Brother Shaq always provides a workshop piece to facilitate. And this year, I'm just so proud of Brother Shaq's in particular. I mean, everyone is bringing something to the table for the healing of ourselves, but Brother Shaq in particular is doing introducing resolving rape culture piece.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm curious. I saw that. I was curious if you could share what that one's going to be about.
Well, just a little bit about it, because it's lengthy and it's a really tremendous body of work that True Love Movement's been working on for about 4 years. The actual workshop is a little over 8 hours, so of course there's no way to jam up 8 hours into an hour and a half. It's just too dense. But we're going to do an introduction. The work was inspired largely by the work that True Love Movement has done, but in particular, the work that I've been doing with Mama Fi. You know, this is my life partner as well. And so many years ago, throughout the course of our conversation, we're always doing what we're doing right now, essentially, whether we're on the air or not. That's only an hour a week. That's the least of it. But in terms of conversations and thinking and building, and she challenged me on so many times. She says, you know, man, that's patriarchy. I was like, no, that's not what that is. And it really gave me pause to start investigating it, because there I was, you know, supposedly evolved, and I had, you know, gone through all these other processes and had significant stints with counseling and myself. So I was like, no, this is not that. This is something else. And it forced me to look, and that, you know, caused me to start peeling back so many layers of my own stuff. And then I came to understand how we socialized that way. And rape culture in this thing is also an acronym. And we'll break down some of what the acronym, because it's actually become a curriculum.
Hmm.
And the base of it is that black men in particular have been socialized to add to the oppression of black women through rape culture in the way that we understand it. But there's a particular science to it that's not well understood because it's invisible, and deliberately so. And we're going to explore that a little bit. The work is in the thinking about all of those things differently than the way that we've been socialized. And it's deep, you know. Of course, it's true love movement. Our metaphor analogy is this is the we're in the deeper end of the pool. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, there's nothing sexy about mental health. I mean, people don't really want to talk about that, and there's no authentic way to make it like light because it's very heavy.
Yeah.
So we're not trying to do that. We're acknowledging that this is just the deeper end of the pool. And in the deeper end of the pool, you really have to develop your skills to become an expert swimmer so you can live. It's, you know, shallow end of the pool, you don't have to swim so well, but you do have to be able to swim the deeper end of the pool. And that more of our people, if we will build those skills, we could swim in the deeper end of, and really explore how we come to be in the condition we're in.
Hmm.
So this kind of lays a base for that. I'm very proud of the work, but the work really has been led. You know, it couldn't be led by me as a man, anyway, as a black man in particular, anyway. But she's influenced and stimulated some thoughts that have taken me to all kinds of places, you know, personally and, you know, quote unquote, professionally. So it's some really good work. And we're looking forward to giving our people a taste of that. Just shifting paradigms and changing some behaviors. Because we do think that if we think better, we're going to behave better.
Yes.
We know that that's a reality, that our people in particular, and specifically black men, are not inherently bad or evil or any of those kinds of things that we've been told about in terms of someone else creating a narrative. But something did happen to us. Mm-hmm. Something happened to all of us. And living in America, which is often a historical experience, there's not a lot of personal or even cultural investigation on how we come to be the way we are. And we tend to go along with blaming the victim for their own circumstances. And, you know, with a deeper look, that's just not the case. And so we're going to kind of unravel some of those things. And, you know, just an introduction of it on Saturday to get it started in the full workshop. Again, it's 8 hours, and that's going to happen in April and May. For the public, but the concentration on it is for black men because of the presumptive adversarial relationship that exists between black women and black men, and the tension that's there, and you know, where that comes from, and how to resolve it.
Mm. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yes. So, Well Manifest is not just for black women. Well Manifest is for everybody to come celebrate the growth of black women. Because in celebrating the growth of black women, we're all celebrating ourselves.
That's right.
Because a black woman holds it up for everyone.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I wanted to ask you about that because I think, I guess, as a white person and then as white people, like, hear about this event in general, they might feel like, what would I have a place there, or what is the, you know, and I'm just curious what your idea about that is. Or
all of us come and celebrate the black woman. And just in that exercise, that opens up our minds about who she is and how to support her. I think the best thing for people who are not a black woman to come do is bring their money, right?
Yeah.
And come celebrate and buy and you know, partake and smile, be a part of the wonderful energy that's going to be in the place. Every time you see a black woman, just give her a nod, like, we see you. We're here to celebrate you. And there'll be mind-blown type of stuff, you know, mind-blowing things happening, not only in the performances, but come learn from a black woman. Her thoughts matter. her healing power matters. So come sit in a workshop and learn. And don't try to overtake anything. Just learn. You know, and so I think the main thing is we have all kind of vendors. You know, we have a little girl selling her earrings that she makes. You know, she does a great job. We have t-shirts and clothing and food and, you know, really great, delicious food. And so just come and support. That's what we need. We need you to see and support, you know. What you think?
I think so. I think part of the challenge in this sort of dichotomous thinking that's normal for America, that, you know, oh, it's for black women, and if I'm not black, that's got nothing to do with me.
Right.
Or if it's for black women, it's somehow, you know, at odds with black men, or white men, or anybody else, and that's just not what this is. And so, it's a visual. The whole thing is really a learning tool or a teaching tool, if people are courageous enough to embrace it that way, as opposed to thinking about what it should be. Or what it isn't, just to see. And, you know, that's the challenge that many folks just have to overcome. Like, let me go see and be open, because this is not the, you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, mainstream. This is not your mainstream kind of a thing, because it's not thought of that way. So it's not seen through the mainstream lens that black women are simply sexual beings, or that yes. black women don't have brains and they need to be pretty, and just look at black women, and that's celebrating black women, because we're saying, wow, look how pretty she is, or look how she's wearing this. Like, this isn't that kind of a thing, because that's what, you know, that's the narrative, and that's not at all what this is. So it doesn't have any sponsorship. It's not mainstream in any way like that, because that's not what the message is. These are authentic, real black women that are not necessarily the black women that are shown on television, but it's important, because there are many of us, just young women in particular, who can get a visual on a different kind of a black woman maybe than they've experienced, because they're trying to find out who they are. Hmm. And oftentimes the choices seem few because of the presentation and where the way the media bombards the certain kinds of images. So this is something that is different. It's not that, I mean, look, there's a place for everything, but this is for people, again, who are looking a little bit deeper, who are looking for something that's a little bit different, not quite the mainstream, not quite the norm. This is that, and everybody should know that there's a myriad of black folk. You know what I'm saying? That it's not, we are multi-tribal. You know what I'm saying? We're not monolithic.
Mm.
And we're still not at odds, though. That's the other part. Just because we have, you know, distinct differences, that doesn't mean we're at odds. And we have a sense of unity and solidarity that doesn't necessarily mean we're all doing the exact same thing. So this is an exercise in that. It's a visual exercise in that, because that's difficult to explain, particularly if you don't have context for that. So this is a visual in that. So really everybody can experience something, but we also say, like most of the times, whenever black women or black people are doing something, the idea is that they're supposed to be consumed. Mm. So people want to come get something from them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like most of the time it's life. They want to come get some life from them, because they're amazed, particularly people that are not black, or they're amazed at how black people can be so creative and so happy and so joyful under all this oppression. Even if they don't want to acknowledge it, that they're benefiting from the oppression, they still, it's wonderment, like, wow, how can they do that? But this isn't the kind of thing to gawk at. You can actually learn that. Look at the strength of someone who has been, the black woman is still the least protected and most disrespected person in America still, and yet this is our teacher, and she shows us how to do even under those kinds of conditions. So we can all take lessons from how to persevere and how to do even under the most excruciating circumstances, and still love and still demonstrate a capacity to heal.
Mm-hmm. And the black woman needs support. She's a business owner, and she's a mama. She's taking care of children. So come and support her. Buy something from her table. Tell her, wow, this is great. You know, link her up, network, you know, with her. And that's what this is about. This is about celebrating her growth. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's more than okay. That's fabulous. Let's do it. You know, and it started off, Brother Shaq is using the terminology mainstream, and I use the terminology grassroots, because this is important for it to be grassroots, because the tagline for this is do for self. We don't need a support, you know, a sponsor, unless it's a sponsor that really lines up with what Manifest is doing. We can do it for ourselves. We can all come together and say, hey, this is us. Come on and support us right now. And I see what Manifest growing into a huge festival. You know, for everybody to come see. Come see this beautiful display of black womanhood, of womanhood, you know, of mamahood, of business womanhood, you know. Come see and come be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. So are there any particular highlights besides the workshop you're going to be giving that you want to shout out to now so people can look forward?
Well, absolutely. There's a whole list of workshops that are going to be happening. There is the Creating a Home Sanctuary for the Modern Woman. And this is going to be facilitated by our sister Tedra, who is the owner of NOLA Therapy Room. She's a licensed massage therapist and the like, and she's really incredible, brilliant sister. And she's a mama. And I want to say all these kinds of things because part of the problem is that we're very passive in our language. And because we're so passive in our language, we don't really think deeply about who people are and who's in the room and who's actually spending time with us that they'll never get back. Like, this is a major exchange. There's also one that I thought was really great, the sacredness of safe intimacy. The sacredness of safe intimacy. That's going to be done by Nikki Radical One of Brotherhood Incorporated.
Yeah, that's my sister. Mama. She's been providing free STD testing at WeManifest since WeManifest 5. And so this is her expertise. And so she wants to talk to all women, but especially young black women, because we are, those ages are the highest growing rates in HIV and STDs in New Orleans and in Louisiana. So she wants to have a conversation about intimacy and keeping it safe and how we do that for ourselves. And so I'm so thankful for Nikki. And then Nicole Deggins of Sister Midwife Production, she's a midwife, and she's going to do something specifically for the black men or the babas and how they can protect their women, infants, and children. And so, she was our keynote speaker for WeManifest 7. She's always a part of it, and she always brings this big, beautiful crowd for her to teach. She is just this divine teacher on her tagline is Birth is the Revolution.
That's right.
And how we're going to change through our birth practices, our conceiving practices as a people. We have, as far as our performers, we have like Sunny Patterson, who is the woman, the spoken word queen in New Orleans. And so she just so happens to be my sister too. And, you know, we worked together a long time on all kind of community organizing. But she knows how to bring that healing into the space just with the word. You know, we have Gifted Chloe and her mom, Elena Mache. This is a young 9-year-old, just like songstress, who has this dynamic voice, and she's going to be singing with her mom as well. We have some dance troupes coming to come dance. We have, you know, I think our youngest is like 6 that's going to be performing. And, you know, we go all the way up to the elders to come in and just shine their light for us, shine their healing light for us. And, of course, I'm the host, so I'm going to be keeping it centered on healing.
You got Wendy O'Neill.
Wendy O'Neill, yeah. Wendy Moore O'Neill is our keynote speaker. We always have a dynamic keynote speaker. And she came up with this idea of the community sing. She's a freedom singer. And she is, her voice just takes you all the way back to when we had to sing to keep keep our minds right. You know, and also sing to bring messages to each other and all these things. And so she is so amazing. And then we have a Kendor, who is facing a trial right now against some police brutality. And so she's going to sing. She has a, oh man, she's going to heal us so much with her voice.
New song she's
but
singing.
Then we're gonna take some time and really just concentrate on her case. Maybe talk about it, let her talk about it, but also take up some donations for her, because it's been really, really difficult for her. She's had some issues with not being able to work and some bed rest and some type of thing. So as a community, we're going to come together and support all these sisters and their beautiful selves and just shine a light on what they're doing. So there's all kind of highlights.
Yeah.
There's not one particular person. We all are going to get together in unity, in love.
Yeah, it's something in there for everybody.
That's right.
Yeah. And so where is it all happening?
Oh, it's happening at Art Space 3116.
Okay.
And it's a new art space. We're so glad to get on board right at the beginning because it's such a great space. When I walked in the first time, I was like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
And so it's on 3116 St. Claude Avenue.
Nice.
And so that's in the Ninth Ward. It's important for us to be there, too. You know, my family, my mom was from the Ninth Ward, you know. And so that's where it is. And y'all park. And come on in and just be a part of it.
And you said it's free.
It's free.
But we got to talk about the food, too, now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be a festival without the food.
That's right.
That's right. Really, really great food. People are, you know, particular about what they're going to, you know, all these ideas about great ideas about food. Mm-hmm. And so we have Itel Garden, who's doing all vegan. And so they have, different vegan entrees and stuff.
I mean, everything.
But then they make this amazing raw vegan dessert.
They make many of them.
I'm just like, what? And then we have Ross Boo and Empress Trish, who will be providing the meats.
The barbecue.
They got the smoking, still smoking, they call it. And so they'll be smoking the meats and stuff. And then we have a young chef, Chef Brandon, who will be, you know, giving us just a whole idea of what he thinks will manifest with the festival food would be for manifest. So he's doing like crawfish bite. No, he's doing cucumber bites and crawfish bread and some other things. So
yeah.
Awesome.
Well, then there's that. And then there's all the vendors as well. Uh-huh. You know, you have folks selling jewelry, Black Pearls selling jewelry, and also doing a workshop to kind of demonstrate on how to make some of the things. She actually made the piece that I'm wearing.
Oh, nice.
Is it Renee?
Renee of Afronix Honeycomb in Happy Village. So they make clothes specifically with fabrics from Africa. And so they make modernized kind of pencil skirts and, you know, shrugs and goddess robes. Yeah, the one I'm wearing, I always wear it for Womanifest. But, you know, it's a full place. It's a full experience. So I just tell people come at the beginning of the day and stay all day.
Yeah, when does it start?
It starts at 11 o'clock for registration. But 12 o'clock, all the community workshops start all the way to 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, our DJ Slum Flowers, I love her so much, and she's a new mama now, so we're just gonna really celebrate her. And so she's gonna do a set for 30 minutes, DJ Slum Flower, and then we'll have our keynote speaker, and then we are just gonna go hard from there. So y'all need to come.
Awesome. Is there any other things you want to add?
Well, just for people to check out True Love Movement, to go to the website, to, you know, follow us on social media, and bring good vibes. We ain't for all that debating and all this other stuff. We don't do that. We all about bringing beautiful healing vibes and love out. That's why it's True Love Movement. The true love is the self-love piece. Like, you have to love yourself and to even understand what love is. You know, and it just echoes outside of you. And so we are not about hate at all. We are not about any of that. We are about loving ourselves, and that's important. And so for people who have that mind frame, and for people who want to support that mind frame, support the healing of Black people, come on and check us out on Facebook, True Love Movement, Instagram, True Love Movement, Twitter, on SoundCloud, and you know.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And the idea that this is really, you know, Black-centered is important because, you know, all the other groups have something specifically for them. You know what I'm saying? And so it's only logical that Black people would need something that's specifically, that really recognizes all of the things that encompass the Black experience. here in America, and particularly in New Orleans, which is also a different kind of place. And, you know, it's important for us to acknowledge that, and with a sense of pride, and that really is okay. Even the fact that there's any resistance to that kind of points to the dehumanization of Black people is almost, how dare you want to do something for yourself. You know what I'm saying? That points to that. And we understand that people are wrestling and they struggle with that. But, I mean, listen, we think very much so about our ancestors, but we're very also thinking about our descendants.
That's right.
You know, and so we all have contributions to make, and this happens to be our spoken will. Everything is necessary. So we're not saying you do this and you don't need to do anything else. Again, it takes the entire pool. The entire pool, and that pool is on a gradient. You know what I'm saying? So we're just there when people are ready for the deep end. There's someone there. And that's us. That's True Love Move.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you guys so much for coming on. It's really a lot of fun to hear from you. And you guys heard from them tomorrow, 3116 St. Claude Avenue. It's going to get started at 12 o'clock. We'll manifest.
Yes.
Nine.
The healer. Yeah, we've done this nine times now.
Yeah. So it's growing. It sounds so beautiful. And I hope everyone comes out.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Really fun. I'm sorry I'm going to be going out of town.
Oh, you leaving?
Yeah.